This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 237 for Monday, January 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday morning, getting pressure from losses in other vegetable oils. The March canola contract gives up $6.60 at $806.30 per ton, and the May contract loses $7 at $805.60. There's weakness in the Chicago soy complex and in European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil has small gains. There are modest upticks in global crude oil prices, which are helping to temper further losses in veg oils. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand estimates on Friday. They include the department's initial projections for 2023-24. Canola production for the coming crop year is expected to bump up 1.8% at 18.5 million tons. Exports are to nudge up 2.3% at 8.8 million tons, and ending stocks are to fall 9.4% at 800,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday morning, with the loonie at 74.65 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.51. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale this morning of 192,000 tons of current crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA will release its weekly export inspections report later this morning. The University of Illinois Farm Doc is projecting a 500,000-acre increase to U.S. soybean plantings in 2023-24, bringing seeded acres to 88 million. Farm Docs put planted U.S. corn acres at 92.5 million, up 500,000 acres as well. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reduces its call in this year's soybean production in Argentina to 44.5 million tons, citing the ongoing drought. That said, Argentina received rain over the weekend, bringing some short-term relief to the dryness. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The March contract falls 21 cents at $14.85 per bushel. March soy oil is relatively steady at 61.96 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $7.90 at $455.80 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker, with the March contract losing 11 cents at $6.65.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its March contract down a nickel at $3.66. The U.S. wheat complex is also weaker, with Chicago March foregoing 24 cents at $7.17. Kansas City March retreats 31 cents at $8.17. And Minneapolis March loses 20 cents at $8.93. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, January 23rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.